Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the floor of the Greenbuild Convention Center in Toronto, Canada, is Doug Hayes with Florida Tile. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
Fine. Good to be with you. This is the opening of the show tonight, and I believe this is the second year that Florida Tile has been an exhibitor at the show, right?
Absolutely. Last year was our first year in Chicago. The year before, we did Walk It when I was out in Arizona, and we found that the green message our company has is resonating with the audience here, so we're excited to be here for our second year in a row.
And you've been in the news on Floor Daily a lot lately. I should point that out. I know a few weeks ago you guys cut the ribbon on your new headquarters up in Lexington, Kentucky. And then I believe some Eco Scorecard news just last week. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, our company manufactures a number of different products, everything from monoporosal white body wall tile through porcelain products. And we wanted to create a system that would allow the design community to understand the green implications of using our product when you have such a variety of products. Plus, we wanted to somehow tie in the fact that we're doing projects from Seattle to Miami, Portland, Maine, down to San Diego. So we also tried to incorporate that so that our specification community can understand when they're using Florida Tile products, what is the true green impact on the project they're working on. Plus, it ties in the different green standards that are out there, whether it be NAHB, the LEED process. So we try to tie all that in one simplistic system through our website, and hence the Eco Scorecard allows the designer, the builder, the developer, the homeowner to understand the implications of using our products.
Okay, so they can actually go on your website and plug in some information, and it tells them how many points depending on what system they're using?
Absolutely. It will allow them to see which ramifications or which standards are applicable for that particular product with that project in that area. Interestingly enough, you mentioned our cutting our ribbon in Lexington. One of the reasons we moved from Florida to Kentucky was the proximity to raw materials, so that we have good, close proximity to the raw materials that we're using in our Lawrenceburg, Kentucky plant, which is only 20 minutes outside of Lexington, Kentucky. So now our corporate office is very close to our manufacturing facility, which is very close to our raw materials that we utilize. And then, of course, it is a perfect launching point to shipping products to be within that 500-mile regional radius of Lawrenceburg, Kentucky.
So you were down in Florida, which everybody knows is a peninsula on this continent, and now you're up kind of in the center of the population. So not only are you close to your raw materials, but you're also closer to your customer.
Absolutely. Our strength of our company for the history of over 50 years has been in the Midwest, the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic. Certainly the state of Florida, which was our home territory, was also very, very important. But if you look at the population, 70% of the population of the United States live within 1,000 miles of our Lawrenceburg National Distribution Center, which is located on our property with incorporates our plant. Recognizing that the regional ramifications are 500 miles, you can still be green, maybe not green for a LEED process, but even people who are 750 miles away from our plant will utilize our products, recognizing that there's some savings and some less green footprint and implications using us.
Okay, as far as your competition, are you the only ones to have this Eco Scorecard?
Oh, I believe we are. I think a lot of manufacturers may have something similar to it, but I'm not sure that they have the variety of products that we have and tying in the recycling content that we have. We have some products that are as high as 42% recycled content. Interestingly, all of our products in our Lawrenceburg plant have some recycled content, and even products from some of our sister companies that we import, they all have at least 20% recycled content. So our Eco Scorecard, I think, is a lot more involved because of the different product categories we are in. We're also into glass, for instance, and our glass footprint offers 80% recycled content. So everything we do is with the environment in mind.
And this is third party, so that, in other words, it's not you saying it's true, it's somebody else saying it's true, right?
Absolutely. Everything the company does is verified by third party sources. We use a variety of different sources, some domestic, some offshore. We get very involved with many of the industry organizations. Tile Council of North America is a good example of somebody we partner up with who does all our certification testing, and we're very involved with the certified porcelain program. Porcelain, unfortunately, has become less and less a type of tile as it was designed historically and more into a marketing term. We've taken a different approach, partnering up with the TCNA, for instance, and all of our porcelains are certified porcelains to make certain that everybody understands when they're using Florida Tile porcelain product, they're getting a true porcelain type of tile, not a marketing porcelain tile.
All right, Doug, let me ask you another question. I was just over in Italy at the Shisai show, and I was talking to several of the people over in the Ceramic Tile Trade Association, and we were talking about the per capita usage of tile and how much smaller it is in the United States, something around 7 feet per citizen in this country when it's four times that much in the European countries. What do you think the hurdles are to getting more tile to be used in this country?
I think understanding that tile can be a design feature in a house, in a commercial building. Historically, the United States and Americans in particular, we look at it as being more pragmatic. It's a hard surface. It's down for 40, 50 years. It's not necessarily the easiest finish to exchange out for new. However, I think as the design limits are stretched by manufacturing capabilities, you're going to see that ceramic and porcelain tiles do fit the needs of fashion. We're much more of a fashion industry than we were 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And I think the Italians and the Europeans in particular have recognized that much more than the Americans. We've sold it as a utilitarian, not fashion, and I think that's changing rapidly.
And I should mention that you are owned by the Panaria Group, which is an Italian-based company, right?
Absolutely. Their worldwide headquarters are in Italy. We have manufacturing facilities in Italy. We have manufacturing facilities in Portugal. And their acquisition of Florida Tile back approximately 5 years ago was their beachhead launch into the United States with manufacturing. And they have invested heavily into our company, not only launching a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility that came on stream in 2007. And interestingly enough, we'll be launching a second complete production line here in March of 2012 that we're very excited about. As the economic slowdown has hit us all, including ourselves, we're excited that we've grown our business sufficiently that it calls for expansion of our manufacturing facility in Kentucky.
So you're going to open up another line in Kentucky?
Absolutely. It'll increase our production of porcelain tile very, very dramatically. We've done some things recently where we were able to make some small adjustments and add to our supply coming out of that Lawrenceburg facility, but we've reached a saturation point of supply meeting demand, and we're excited that we'll be bringing a new production line on stream here in March of 2012.
That's great. Well, I hope you have a good show. I know it's too early to ask you about the traffic. It's good to talk to you, Doug. We've been talking to Doug Hayes, who's Director of Business Development with Florida Tile, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.